What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to the show. I'm excited to have with us today James Meeker. James is a former award-winning tech executive who has experience in real estate as well as oil and gas. He is a fifth-generation Texan from Fort Worth and is proud of his Texas heritage. James has volunteered his time to help several charitable organizations around the globe. He works remotely managing his businesses, including one based on a car part he invented and patented. After a life-changing event in 2018, James sold his house and truck, began traveling full-time, and is passionate about meeting people around the world, experiencing different cultures, and sharing kindness with those he meets. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Jennifer. Howdy.
And Mr. Globally James, I have a really big question for you. What inspired you to become Globally James, to pack your bags and travel the world?
Well, I had a series of unfortunate things happen, sort of tragedies in my life. And it started when my father had a long illness with dementia and he passed away, which alone was you know, pretty heartbreaking. And then within a few short years, people in my life did things that I was certain they'd never do. Some family members viciously attacked me and my eldest brother in the legal system. And just as that was coming to an end, I was hit with a divorce. And then a few weeks later, I discovered she'd been having an affair with her best friend's husband. And it was, to me at the time, a devastating heartbreak and just the worst kind of betrayal. And at that point, I pretty well lost faith in humanity and God at that point in my life.
First and foremost, I'm so sorry for your father's passing. I know it is not a kind disease at all. I've had that in my family as well. So I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you. He was such a brilliant and a lovely guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, were all of these events, which sound very, very much domino-esque, were they in a very short time period?
Yeah, I'd say it all happened within 2 years. I mean, Dad mm-hmm. was sick for a while, but then when he passed, then everything else just, like you said, dominoed.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
It's like almost as I was getting over one thing, another one would hit. You know, they say it comes in threes.
True. My goodness. How long were you married for?
12 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. What helped you along the way through each of those to get through?
Well, I didn't seek out the appropriate help. I chose to self-medicate, and which was a very unhealthy thing to do. And in retrospect, I wish I would have gone to counseling instead. I should have made a healthy choice. And eventually I did, you know, eventually I did go to counseling, and I've been talking with that counselor for almost 4 years now, and it's significantly changed my life. So that's the right thing to do.
Right. Well, and sometimes a hard thing to do, right? A lot of us have trouble asking for help.
Yeah. And it's hard to go in there and because you can't lay bullshit down when you're in there, you know, when you're talking to your counselor. You need a good counselor that will call you on it. You mm-hmm. know, will say, you know, that sounds like bullshit there, James. You know, would you really tell me what's going on? And, you know, you're kind of like that.
But I'm honored that you said that, James. Thank you.
Yeah, you got the bullshit detector on. So, but you know, you need one that'll also give you good feedback and tell you what you should do instead of just sitting there and listening and saying, "Oh, really? What do you think?" Mm-hmm. That's the worst kind, I think.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I agree.
You need a partner.
Yeah, definitely. Someone who's going to work with you through that. So when you're going through all of that, and then one day you go, "To hell with it all, I'm packing my bags and selling everything." What got you to that day and that moment?
Yeah, you know, it was actually in the middle of the divorce when I was so depressed and so heartbroken. You know, you have to find a positive image and hold on to it, something that's going to make you feel good. And for some reason, it just hit me like a vision that I'm going to go to Australia, I'm going to buy a motorhome, and I'm just going to drive around until I don't want to do it anymore, and I'm going to see the whole country. And so when it was over, I booked the ticket to Australia and did some travel before that. But then, you know, I did. I sold the house, sold the truck, told everybody to kiss my ass, and I went over there. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And it was a life-changing event.
Now, what to the person who goes, "Well, that's interesting, James, but were you running or were you healing?"
That's a very valid question. I would say that it's fair to say that at some level I was running because I needed to change all the circumstances in my life so that I could heal. I didn't want to be around things that would remind me of all of the past. And there was, you know, quite a few things that were there that happened in a few short years. So I changed my city. I changed my continent. I changed the way people were talking to me, you know, because I got to go hear a totally different dialect and they have a different culture. And I only listened to their local radio. It's called Triple J, and they only play Australian songs. So I didn't have any of the songs even on the radio that, you know, would have reminded me of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the completely different animals and what do they call it? Fauna and flora. All that was different. And so I literally changed everything I possibly could about my life so that I could give myself a good opportunity to grow and learn and really heal myself up. So, yeah, it's fair to say that I ran a bit, but I also was trying to put myself in the most positive environment to grow and heal that I possibly could.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you really wanted to structure yourself so that you could go inward without the distractions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they are lovely people, the Australians. People say, you know, what was your favorite part of Australia? I say it's the people. They're so kind and they're ready to take the piss out of themselves as well as you. They'll go way out of their way to help you. And if you meet them, you've actually made a friend. They will call you the next day and say, "Hey, mate, let's go have a beer," you know, I'm still in contact with many of them. You know, they're not superficial. It's, "Oh yeah, we'll get together," and it never happens. Like you see here, but they're genuine, really genuine people.
That's really sweet. And how long were you over there in Australia?
It was 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. On about 2 years. Okay. Yeah. And I'd traveled in the motorhome until I didn't want to. And what really made me come to that realization was that it became difficult. It was exciting in the beginning and through most of it. But as you're traveling around in the motorhome and you're going to different caravan parks, you're really having to make new friends about every 2 weeks. And that became a little bit taxing. You know, I was ready to come back to a place, you know, I'm back in Austin and I've lived here several times before. I have friends here and it's a positive environment for me. It's a very healthy environment. And I was ready to go back where I had regular friends that I could, you know, that knew me and that I didn't have to establish all over again. And so it's basically, you know, a version of a support system, mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I stopped. But I'm not done traveling. I'm still travel about once a month. I've got some exciting things coming up, but I've got a home base with, you know, regular people that I talk with and I see and spend time with. And, you know, I've got a dear friend that I'm going to go teach his 10-year-old daughter how to make special, not that kind of special, but, you know, good brownies.
Ooh, so you're a baker. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm a decent cook.
Okay. Very good. Now, throughout all this time, have you stayed with therapy? Have you continued it?
Yes. Yes. In the beginning, when I first started, I was going about twice a week because I really felt like I needed it. And then, you know, as I got better and, you know, developed some of the tools that she was giving me and started to feel some positive change, I went down to 1 week, you know, once a week. And then, now I'm at once a month, but I'm still talking with her. I talked with her the whole time that I was away. We used, one of the messaging apps, you know, where you can talk for free around the world. And it's been great. It's really helped me.
That's really amazing and wonderful. And I appreciate you being so open and being willing to share all of that. When you look back over your travel times, is there one lesson that you're like, wow, like that really hit me that day, that moment? What would that be?
There were several things that I gathered over the entire period, and I can try to share some of those with you. One of the quotes that I like to talk to people about is, so long ago, like in the 1800s, Mark Twain made an interesting quote on travel, and he said that travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, narrow-mindedness, and broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of earth, one's own little corner of earth, all of one's lifetime. And I thought that was an amazing thing to hear, even so far after he's passed. And traveling so much, I began to believe it, in that I lived it and I began to experience it. And some things that I realized towards the end of my travel in Australia is, these are things that you're supposed to believe in and that are right and the things that should be correct in life. But it's one thing to know them and know that you're supposed to believe them, but it's another thing to feel them. And by the time I was done, I was absolutely feeling these. And these are like literally acceptance of myself and of others for literally where they are. Just accept somebody for where they are in life or where whatever is going on, and you just love on them. And then all life has value. And that seems so simple, but to actually feel it is a different thing for, I guess, a man. I think maybe women probably embrace that a little bit better, but sometimes men just don't think of it as seriously. Maybe it's a little more casual. And I've learned the power of a smile. I like to smile at everybody. And the power of a smile and kindness, that can go a long way in somebody's life and just make a little difference in their life for that day and help others selflessly. I had so many people just jump in and try to help me when I needed it over there. And there's tremendous value in that. And in the majority of day-to-day life, there's no need to be, I don't need to correct anybody else. I don't need to be right in a conversation, or if somebody says something wrong or uses some grammar wrong, I don't need to say anything about that. Just let it go. Just this, you know, right in there along with acceptance of others. And then a confidence to be who and where I am at that time, where I am, where I find myself in that life day to day. If I'm standing in line next to somebody that's having some problems, you know, I'm be confident to be there and not be uncomfortable with it. And then knowing limits of what I'll accept. So that was a big one for me, being able to put in some good limits in life and say, I'm just not going to tolerate certain things any longer. And then finally, knowing exactly what I want and actually having the courage to go out there and do it. And people ask me, what don't you do, James? And I said, I don't dream small anymore.
That's great advice. Wow. So how does your dream look now? What was dreaming small versus how you're dreaming now?
Dreaming small would be, what am I going to do locally next week? Or how am I going to do this thing with this job? Or how am I going to attack this job? Or how am I going to make some money next week? Or I can't even really answer that. I haven't thought about that really, Jennifer. But dreaming big is, to me, is like, I just went out to Hawaii and I hiked the Stairway to Heaven. It was a really big deal for me. I'd always seen the photographs and it was just as breathtaking as the photographs look. And I've always wanted to go to Giraffe Manor over in Nairobi. And I've got that booked for later this year. There's a supercar tour of Europe that I've got booked that terminates with the Monaco GP. Dreaming big, yeah. Australia, go live in a motorhome for 2 years. So it's hard for me to think of what dreaming small is.
I think that's great. That's a lesson we all need to learn. Absolutely. So out of the 42 countries that you've traveled to, do you have a favorite? Are you ready to lose inches, increase strength, and tone your body from head to toe? Are you ready for a total body, mind, and spirit transformation? I am excited to announce that I am launching my exclusive 8-week Pilates Return to Life training program. This will give you an opportunity to have a total body, mind, and spirit transformation of health and wellness to a new lifestyle. Imagine in 7 days you will feel a difference, in 14 days you will see a difference, and in 8 weeks you will have your new Pilates body. So what do you say? Want to join me on the mat? Head over to jenniferpilates.com today. Space is limited. Use a special promo code EW and the word special, EW special, to receive $200 off while space is available. Head on over to jenniferpilates.com and I'll see you on the mat.
I have several favorites, and I can't say there's any one because there's so many things that I love about so many different places. And Audrey Hepburn said it best, Paris is always a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah, so that's a lovely place. And if anybody needs some trip tips on what to do there, let me know. Happy to share the information. I was really impressed with Fiji, though, Jennifer. I was over there at a time, I think I actually spent Christmas Day in a village of the local chief's house, and it was barely a frame house that had been filled in with newspapers and hand-woven reed mat on the floor, and we had a little Christmas celebration there. It was the most humbling thing I have ever experienced. It actually brought me to tears. I was just crying, going, oh my God, these people are so happy, and they've got so little. And it just really changed my life in realizing how little people have to actually be happy. And then when I got home, I'm like driving into my subdivision of my little HOA, and I'm looking, look at these freaking mansions that we live in. And I remember just weeks before being there and thinking, gosh, I wish I had X, Y, and Z. And then coming back going, I just saw a kid with a half of a Tonka truck tied to a string, and he was happy as anything. And he didn't have video games, and he didn't have so many things. And he had the biggest smile. Fiji's pretty awesome as well. The people are amazing there. New Zealand's amazing. That's such picturesque landscape. And then I'll always be a fan of Australia.
Do you have a favorite food in the world?
Yes, I would have to say that's going to be in Sydney, and it's at Harry's Cafe de Wheels. It's called a tiger pie, and I can share a photo of that with you.
Oh, that would be great. We have a lot of listeners from Sydney.
It's a savory meat pie with mash, which is what they call mashed potatoes, and then mushy peas, which is green peas mashed up. So you get a meat pie with mash, mushy peas, and then a brown gravy ladled right down into the middle of it. And it's called a tiger pie at Harry's Cafe de Wheels. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. That sounds like really good homey kind of food. Stick to the ribs. You're going to feel good.
Yeah, it's great. I got a photo of it. A friend of mine took a photo of me eating one, and I posted on my Instagram, and I tagged them, and now they posted it on theirs. So,
oh, cool.
So I'm doing some advertising for them.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Accidentally, but yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. What advice would you give to someone who is maybe in the middle of a major transition, doesn't necessarily have to be a divorce, but is just not happy with their lives, and is listening to you and saying, wow, James, this sounds great. I think I'd like to follow in your footsteps. What advice would you give to someone to start?
To start, I like to plan pretty far in advance. There's a lot to be said for spontaneity, but I like to plan in advance. And when I first started traveling, that really helped me, because what I'd like to do is I go buy the flight. I'd schedule the time off, I'd buy the flight, and I'd pay the flight off. And so that way it's booked, it's done, and I'm committed. And then I'd do the same thing with hotel. I'd go ahead and pay the hotel off. I'd buy it, pay it off, and then you're committed to go. But if you need to start small, that's fine. But there's the Red Bull Soapbox Derby going on in mid-June up in Des Moines, Iowa. So that's within the United States, easy to go do. And it's just a totally wacky show that would, you know, you could go have a lot of fun watching. So then there are different categories. Do you want to go for a party? Do you want to go for culture, meaning I would say Paris again, or do you want to go cultural And that would be to go experience, you know, do like a village stay in Fiji. So that's cultural. And then do you want to just go see the awe of nature? And then something that usually Yellowstone Park or something like that. If you want to really want to go big, go to Iceland or something like that. But there's some other things that bit that was written. There's a poet and a songwriter named Gio Evan, an Italian poet and songwriter named Gio Evan that has a very excellent quote that even takes it even further than what Mark Twain had said. And so if somebody's in a transition, I would encourage them to seek out this quote because it helps you understand what you're going to get out of it. And if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me, I'd like to read it to you.
Please. Yes, please share.
So it goes, try to travel. Otherwise, you may become racist and you may end up believing that your skin is the only one to be, that your language is the most romantic and that you are the first to be the first. Travel. Otherwise, your thoughts won't be strengthened and won't get filled with ideas. Your dreams will be born with fragile legs, and then you will end up believing in TV shows and those who invent enemies that fit perfectly with your nightmares to make you live in terror. Travel because it teaches you to say good morning to everyone, regardless of which sun we live under. Travel because it teaches us to say goodnight to everyone, regardless of the darkness we carry inside. Travel because it teaches us to resist, not to depend, to accept others, not just for who they are, but also for what they can never be, and to know what we are capable of, to feel part of a family beyond borders, beyond tradition and culture. Traveling teaches us to be beyond. Travel, otherwise you end up believing that you are made only for a panorama, and instead, inside of you, there are wonderful landscapes still to visit.
Shall we just say mic drop and call it a day at that? Because that literally sums up what we've been through in 2 years, what we're going through, and that is absolutely stunning and beautiful and amazing. Thank you for sharing.
It's a gorgeous piece of writing. Again, it's Gio Evan, poet and songwriter from Italy.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So let's talk about your travel and your work. So are you really still working while you're traveling?
A little bit. Yeah. I've got the little parts business that continues to be profitable. It took off really well during COVID. It's going very strongly. I'm very surprised. The car that it is designed for hasn't been produced in 7 years and the part's still selling strongly. Yeah. And I've got another business that I'm starting up. And then of course I have investments that I have to manage remotely.
So we're not an oil man from Texas is what you're telling me.
We were. Yeah. I decided to transition from that into different things.
Okay, so talk to me about oil, because immediately I'm thinking back to days of Friday nights with my grandmother watching Dallas. And I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
It's so cliche. Yes, I wear boots. I come from a long lineage of oil men. My great-grandfather to get into the business, and then my grandfather and my father. And I decided that I didn't want to be in the oil business because it could be really feast or famine. It's almost like the highest level of gambling, because when you try to go drill a well, you don't really know if it's going to happen. And you spend a lot of money trying to get down there to find it. It's really, really high stakes gambling, if you ask me. But these days, you can predict a little bit better what's below the surface. But still, dry holes happen, and those really are a bummer. So yeah, I grew up with it, and I saw my dad in tremendous times of depression because he wasn't making any money. He was just doing nothing but dry holes. And then I saw times that there was so much money to go around, it was ridiculous. But so it was such so highs and lows that I decided I wanted to cash out and get into something a lot more consistent, reliable, and a little bit more security. Mm-hmm. Things can't get yanked out from underneath me.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially with everything as the way the world is today. What do you think is the most challenging aspect of your life with business and traveling?
There's any challenge between business and travel for me. The challenge for travel for me is that although I'm happy to go travel alone, I don't like to travel alone so much anymore. And it's difficult to find somebody who can pick up and go as much as I do. And finding travel companions to go along is one of the biggest challenges for me at this time.
I can imagine. But hopefully that challenge is getting easier now that there's so many people becoming virtual, like both of us. So hopefully that there's a new avenue opening up.
I would hope that. That hasn't been my experience yet. I've actively been looking for someone to travel on a couple of big trips with me, and so far it's not worked out. So we'll see.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Maybe would you like, should we do Let's Meet James thing on the podcast, and you can send in a resume and where do you live, and maybe this is where he's traveling to?
Sure. Why not? I'll take applications.
Absolutely.
No guarantees, but yeah, they could win a really nice trip. I do pay for the.
There you go. I think I hear email coming in already.
Oh dear Lord.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's
thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I love it. I love it. So funny story. James and I met through a mutual friend, Linda Hughes, who will sound familiar because she's been on the podcast. She is an incredible author that I've had on and has become an incredible dear friend and is a dear friend of James. And we found out something pre-show that was very interesting, or I found out that James is actually based on some of the characters in her books, which should make it even more interesting for you. And so I have to tell you, so here we were chatting, and as the podcast is starting, and I'm starting to go back into all the books that I've read, and I'm like, oh, each character, like I can pick it out now. Like I know, like I wish we could have a three-way right now with Linda. I would call her in and be like, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, it's funny. She's such a sweet lady. I met Miss Linda on a plane coming back from Scotland, and she was kind to me at a time in my life that I really needed it. And we stayed in contact, and she's written me from time to time, and she's followed my Instagram. And I think three times now she's told me that she's based a character off of me, which is, I'll have to giggle at that. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure what to think of that. Is that the scoundrel or is that the good guy? What is that? I don't know. But I had a lovely opportunity to meet up with her and her husband and some of their friends just this past fall. They were down in San Marcos, Texas, and we had a nice lunch. It was nearing Christmas, and we had just a lovely time together. And I was able to tell her that she was kind of me at a time that I needed it. And she didn't know that before. And that, you know, meeting people like her and some other of the gorgeous people like Mark and Robin in Australia and Ian and Tammy in Australia, there's others, my dear friend Stephen, they're gems in life that you meet as you travel that make a difference in your life. And that's one of the main reasons I like to travel, is just to meet people that are just so amazing that you wouldn't expect. And some of these people are very unlikely friends. If I saw them walking down the street in Austin, I may not say hi. But because of where we are together and thrown together in the travel, it gives us the opportunity to share life together.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, Miss Linda is amazing.
She is. Miss Linda is amazing. She's going to love hearing us gush over her. And her books are amazing. So you can go back and check the podcast that has Linda Hughes in it and check out her books and so on and so forth. So we're coming to this time in the show where I ask this one pressing question. Are you ready? What is one thing that no one knows about James?
No one. I can't tell you those things.
You can take it any direction you want to. Feel no pressure.
Okay. I'm actually a lot more introverted than people would imagine. I am. Sometimes it is very difficult for me to be outgoing and say hello and push myself to strike up a conversation and to listen, because I'm a lot more introverted. Sometimes I would much rather just stand there and be unnoticed. Yeah. I'm probably a lot more shy than most people would imagine.
I am surprised to hear that myself. Interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What one piece of inspiration would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I like to say that not only go ahead and get your things booked, but when you get there, don't do the touristy things. Look for the things that are off the path. And I think like Viator is a good thing to go find unique tours. Like I did a walking tour in Stockholm. That was amazing. And when you show up to your tour, walk straight up to everybody right away and say, howdy, I'm James. Just go straight up and talk to everyone. And it gets the ice broken right away. Everyone's a lot more friendly during the tour. And then when it's over with, ask everybody to go to dinner, because that's where you make the friends. That's where you exchange the details. And that's where you really find out if you want to stay in touch with some of the people. And yeah, look for the off the path. Get out of your comfort zone. And if you're thinking about going to LA, go to Hawaii. If you're thinking about going to Hawaii, go to Fiji. If you're thinking about going to New York, go to Paris. Seriously, go to Paris. So go further than you were planning to go. Look for things that are out of the ordinary. Go to Red Bull Soapbox. Go to the Steel Timber Sports Championships in July in Hot Springs, Arkansas. They have Lumberjacks and Lumberjills, and it's the U.S. Championships. Go watch these things because they're different. They're things you wouldn't normally do. In Spain in August, there's La Tomatina. It's like the world's largest tomato fight across the city. Go do that. There's the Krampus Festival in Germany where they scare the heck out of children in December. Go do that. Go find an elephant sanctuary in Thailand and volunteer 30 days and get to know the elephants if you can. Dream big. Don't dream small.
That's beautiful. I love it. I'm so inspired. I need to go book a trip. I really am excited. Everybody that knows me knows I love an adventure and I'm always taking the off road to get there. I love a good road trip, but yeah, I'm 30 days with elephants. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are opportunities like that. There's a whole organization that you can go and look for village stays around the world. So like in Fiji, you can go stay on a remote island in a little village. You have to meet the chief. You have to do a kava ceremony with him. And then you stay in these little huts. There's no electricity, there's no running water, and there you are. And one of the guys in the village goes off and spearfishes, and that's what you eat. These things will change your life.
Absolutely. And what do they say? There you are is where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, James, will you share with our listeners where they can get in contact with you, follow you, and see all of your amazing travels coming up?
My biggest thing that I try to keep everybody updated with and what I started with is Instagram. And so that's Globally James. And through there, there's a link that you can go to my website. It has articles that I've been interviewed for and some of the better photos that I like. And then, of course, I've got a Facebook page that mirrors the Instagram. That's just, again, Globally James. And if somebody really wants to, you know, some good travel advice or something like that, I'm on email. It's globallyjames@gmail.com. So you're seeing a trend here.
I see a trend. That's wonderful. And as always, all of that information will also be over in the show notes. Well, James, thank you so much for being here today, for sharing your heart and soul and adventures with us. I know this is going to inspire so many of our listeners around the world. As we say, everyone, until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.